Welcome to PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. I'm Mark Pfeffer. My guest today is Victoria Myers, the Global Head of Talent Attraction at Amdocs. They provide a lot of the technical infrastructure that businesses use to communicate and generally get their work done. Not long ago, she led a survey about AI and how it can help employees' careers and improve their learning. That's what we'll talk about on this edition of PeopleTech. Hey, Victoria, welcome. Let's start with you briefly telling me about Amdocs. What's the background of the company and what do you do?
Sure. So Amdocs is a technology company, first and foremost. We are innovators in the media and telecommunication industries. The average consumer probably doesn't know who we are because we're really behind the scenes of the services that they do use every day. Our platforms and technology are part of the largest telecom and media companies globally. We are also at the forefront of helping companies move their systems to digital, so digital transformation projects. We're a global leader in delivering software and service solutions, specializing in creating next generation communication and media experiences that are truly amazing. So just to break that down into like kind of layman's terms in a way, what we're often known for is our billing platforms. It's not all that we do, but it is something that we're very well known. So when you get your bill from T-Mobile or AT&T, how the company determines what to bill you is a billing system, and Amdocs created that. That's just one example.
It's interesting that you not long ago conducted a survey about AI in the workplace. And could you tell me about it?
Sure. So we did a survey of, it was across the U.S., but largely in Dallas, Atlanta, and Seattle were part of the hubs that we kind of focused on. And the survey hit on a lot of different areas from talent mobility, culture and benefits, like work-life balance, things of that nature, as well as AI in work. And 30% of the respondents were really talking about how they want AI-based tools to empower their career growth, as an example. Another would be that a lot of respondents, and I don't remember the exact percentage, but a lot of respondents want to explore how AI could help them in their current jobs. Okay. So it's really an eye-opener, because I think initially when AI started being talked about with ChatGPT, you know, really was what launched it, the initial thoughts that a lot of people had, or we thought people would have, would be fear. And instead, it's actually been the survey that we did really shows an eye-opener to show that it was less about fear and more about how can this help me? Very interesting.
Another thing that's interesting, actually, I think it's just the fact you did the survey. What prompted you to do it? I mean, first of all, it doesn't seem like it's right in Amdocs' sweet spot, but it's also an interesting question. So what was the genesis of the idea to do the survey?
Well, we've done surveys almost, I wouldn't say every year, but the last few years. And so part of that is because we want to see what's going on in the marketplace. We want to have an idea of what we're already thinking about working on and deploying and implementing aligns with what's going on and what candidates or employees in general would be looking for. So that's kind of part of it. It was just one of the things that we do on a regular basis. As to how we decided to also look at AI, again, you know, market trends. And so we're trying to get a feel for, you start to hear about what's going on and you think, okay, is this something that we need to look into? Let's put this into the survey. So some of the things that we surveyed on, again, internal mobility, talent mobility in general, well, that's something that we look at Amdocs and we're very passionate about. So we wanted to see what's going on in the market, but AI as well.
The survey found that 28% of employees want AI to train them in new areas. Does that mean that 72% don't want to rely on AI for that?
I think that particular question was more of these options, where would you be looking for AI to benefit you? And 28% responded specifically in that area. There were a handful, there were another percentage that responded in another area.
Okay. I don't know if you know Wiley or if you saw it. Wiley not long ago did a similar survey, and they found that 59% specifically prefer human instructors over AI, which kind of syncs up with what your survey found. But I just wondered what your reaction was overall, or what your thinking is overall, to what workers are thinking about AI's role in their learning and their skills development.
Well, I think it's still being explored. I think this is why, you know, we as a company even are looking at how can AI benefit the employee, and the workers are thinking the same way. How can AI benefit me? And we're at the forefront of that, or at the beginning, I guess would be the better way to put it, of exploring those topics. Where can it benefit? How should we implement that? Is it something we should do? You know, all of these are the kind of the discussions that many organizations are going through. And you have to be careful, right? You don't want to overstep what your employees are going to be open to. We at Amdocs are going to be looking at doing what we're calling a hackathon internally, so that we can explore as an organization exactly those types of topics. Is it things that we want to develop for our end customers? Is it things that we want to develop or use AI for our own processes and operations? And I think when you specifically go into employees in general and learning, where can it benefit? Is it by I put out there as a person and say, I want to learn cloud. Could the AI then go grab all the different type of learning offerings and provide it up to me as a generalized solution? I don't know. I mean, this is what we have to explore. This is what we are exploring as a company, mind you, as well. We are looking to put out some additional a whole career marketplace for our employees. And part of it has some AI aspects to it to do just that.
Faith in the news media has been challenged, making it even harder to get stories told. The Friday Reporter podcast was created to help audiences better understand the media by hosting journalists who will answer the questions to which we need answers. Join me every Friday to hear more.
Amdocs technology, using AI, as I assume, but correct me if I'm wrong, proactively suggests new internal roles for an employee. Do employees really care if AI is doing this, or if AI is behind any solution, or are they just really looking for a good outcome?
So one, just to be clear, the technology that we're using is actually from a vendor called Eightfold. Eightfold is a overall platform, but they utilize AI to provide job matches, career opportunities, et cetera. Okay. Now, with any platform like that, and I hope I'll circle around to answering your question, any platform like that, even if AI is involved, the AI does not make the decisions. So whether it be on the employee side, I'm job searching, the AI matches me to what it assumes could be, you know, based upon my skills, my past resume and experience, it's assuming these are the types of roles that I would be interested in. But you can always run a search, just like any kind of search you would run on any site, with either the keywords or the location or those types of things. And you could still get a keyword search type of response, or answers or for that criteria. Now, same with a candidate searching on our job site. The AI does drive, again, looking at if you've entered your resume, you've entered your experiences, it can pull your information and try to determine, okay, I think these are going to be the best matches for you, but you can always do it your own searching. Now, as to whether the employees like it or not, I think it's you're going to have some that are like, this is cool. We're using AI. Fabulous. It's matching me. And you're always going to have some employees who are kind of like, I want to do it the old-fashioned way, which you still can.
You know, it leads me to what might be my cynical question, or I don't know. I always wonder about this. And given your sort of perch with looking at the survey, I'm wondering what your reaction is. You know, there's all of this talk from AI providers that AI is going to free up employees to undertake more strategic tasks and do more valuable things with their time. And I'm wondering, I mean, it sounds like a glittering generality. It's kind of squishy. And how do you feel about that? Is that really such a big deal? Or are you looking for more concrete advantages to AI?
No, I think it is possible. And I'll give an example. We are looking to implement internally, and this would be developed by Amdocs, by the way, our AMAZE program. So AM for Amdocs, AI for AI. So AMAZE, spelled AMAIZ. And AMAZE is, it was in-house developed. It could be utilized potentially for our customers in certain aspects. But in-house, what we're looking at is tickets. So when you have either your IT or HR department, your operations that has to answer tickets, are there certain tickets that could be handled by an AI because you've got the data, you know what the answers are? Are you able to then free up your team to dig into the more complex tickets versus just answering the basic questions that an AI system could do for you? So that's one example where potentially an AI could free up your team to work either more strategic or harder complex types of problems and have the AI answer generic issues. Right. So I think there is, and that's just the beginning. That's just, you know, one way that we're looking internally to implement an AI to assist us. Really, the hackathon, which we've now postponed a little bit, but the hackathon is for us to generate more ideas, again, either internally for our operations, where else could we utilize AI, or externally with our customers and the types of things that we develop for them. I think for us as humans is, how do we limit ourselves? Open the box. Don't think inside the box. Think outside the box. Open the box. Where could you use AI and how could it benefit you? I have another example to share. So my team is talent attraction. That means that we're doing social media posts. We run campaigns through our CRM tool to engage with different talent. And often when you're writing social media posts, it does, you know, you have a general idea of what you're wanting to say. Maybe it's even a post that I've posted before, but now I want to kind of reword it. Why spend hours with writer's block when I can run that through a generative AI, giving it proper prompts and let it spit out in seconds a rewrite of something I've done before? So that saves me time. That's just another way that, you know, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with it rewriting something and putting it, you know, for a social basic, you know, LinkedIn or Twitter feed.
Now, the survey aside, what do you hear from candidates about employers using AI? They like it, they not like it? Is it a mixed reaction?
Same. Yeah, I think it's the same. It's the mixed reaction. And I think a lot of companies have been worried about exactly that as to why they have or have not implemented AI in their processes. You know, I think you have to reassure the candidates to know that there's still someone making a decision behind the scenes. That again, you know, kind of like we were talking about before, the AI system we implemented, Eightfold, also works with our applicant tracking system. And so we don't want candidates to think that an AI is making all the decision. The AI essentially is making recommendations. Here's the candidates that look like they could potentially be the best match for your role based upon the skills, location, and whatever those other criteria are. However, recruiters are still involved in the process. So recruiters are still looking at resumes. Recruiters are still able to go run a search in the system just like you would any time before. It's just the first step is what does the AI see as that potential best match? And then you kind of go from there. So I think there's still a great opportunity there. And I think candidates just need to understand what is the process and where is AI fitting into that process.
I wonder if you could help put AI into perspective for me in terms of, you know, where it is and what it, how it fits. I think it, a lot of people say it's become something of a buzzword, you know, as much as anything else. All of a sudden, all tech solutions seem to be driven AI or AI based. And what's really going on, do you think?
Well, you know, it's been around for a while. A lot of companies have been looking at machine learning and AI capabilities for quite some time. I think what's interesting is why this time is it really taking hold? And, you know, I don't know that it's necessarily this time just going to be a buzzword, because again, this has been something that a lot of companies have invested time and resources in for years. I don't know if this just the timing was right, or, you know, perhaps it's the fact that the ChatGPT tool really did well. And it was something that, you know, they gave a free version that gave a lot of people the opportunity to go test it out and see what this can do. And it did well. And so now, you know, as some things happen, everyone's jumping on the bandwagon, and others are either quickly getting theirs out to market or starting to develop their own types of tools. It's very interesting. It's interesting to see how this has taken such a fast track, you know, this time around. And I don't think that it's just going to be a buzzword. I think this is actually taking off this time.
Well, Victoria, thanks so much. It's great to hear your thoughts on all this. And it was great to talk to you. And I hope you'll come back sometime.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate that you invited me to come to your podcast and speak with you today.
My guest today has been Victoria Myers, the Global Head of Talent Attraction at Amdocs. And this has been PeopleTech, the podcast of the HCM Technology Report. We're a publication of Recruiting Daily. We're also a part of Evergreen Podcasts. To see all of their programs, visit www.evergreenpodcast.com. And to keep up with HR technology, visit the HCM Technology Report every day. We're the most trusted source of news in the HR tech industry. Find us at www.hcmtechnologyreport.com. I'm Mark Pfeffer.
The world's best-known investor and Wall Street expert, Warren Buffett, once said, "Wall Street is the only place that people ride to in a Rolls-Royce to get advice from those who take the subway." Mr. Buffett's quote is remarkably accurate, but how many people would rather receive advice from him than someone simply guessing? Welcome to Buy, Hold, Sell, your single source for Wall Street knowledge and profitable guidance. Please join me, Todd Schoenberger, and fellow trader Tobin Smith, as well as host Veronica Dudo, for a podcast known to move the needle for investors. Tobin and I are seasoned Wall Street executives with deep investment experience, and we are prepared to share our advice to those who choose to listen. Download Buy, Hold, Sell today on the Evergreen Podcast Network or your favorite podcast channel.
Do you love news about LinkedIn, Indeed, Google, and just about every other recruitment tech company out there?
Hell yeah. I'm Chad.
I'm Cheese.
We're the Chad and Cheese Podcast.
All the latest recruiting news and insights are on our show.
Dripping in snark and attitude.
Subscribe today wherever you listen to your podcasts.
We out.